supersede the, and this is a football question, in preparation for Carolina,
right,
will supersede the investigation? Will he work around your schedule?
Honestly, we've been told that they're going to do everything they can to not disrupt the normal flow of the week. So how that all comes together, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not involved with that organization in terms of the structure of the meetings and stuff, but I don't think it's going to have much of an impact.
Kevin, the play of Olivier Vernon yesterday, obviously the big sack pushed him out of field goal range. Yeah. It looked like he got quite a bit of pressure on Rivers. Can you grade out on how
He graded out very well. I thought we got good pressure at a number of times in the game. We didn't get any sacks till the fourth quarter, but that's not a bad thing that we were able to get the sacks at the critical times at the end of the game. And Olivier has really stepped up his game. You know, and he's playing very good. And that sack that you mentioned was a real big play in the game to get them out of field goal range.
Kevin, your defense and its ability to make big plays, how do you define that, or how do you put that in perspective relative to the team's success? I mean, is it absolutely essential for this defense to make big plays for this team to win, do you think?
I think, first of all, to win games in the National Football League, it's hard. You know, people, I really don't think as you go around the league and just look at how competitive it is each and every week, 7 of our 10 games have come down to the last possession of the game. And you go back, look at the 10 games we've played so far. I think I'm accurate when I say that. It's right down to the wire. Some of them to the very last play of the game. Cincinnati, this game, Indianapolis, where they make a play or we make the play and the game is won or lost on that one play. So being able to have guys that can step up and make plays in those critical times, and Coach Philbin says that all the time to the players, and we reiterate it, that's how games and that's how teams advance in this league. You get into those crucial situations in games where they're going to be tight and somebody's got to step up and make the play. Fortunately, yesterday on both sides of the ball, we made plays that really impacted the game. And, hopefully we can continue to do that, because I think if we can do that, there's not a team on the schedule that you're not capable of beating. I think we've demonstrated that throughout the season. But yet for us to win these games and not be 500 in these games, we got to find ways to make those kind of plays.
Coach, can you talk about that last, with everything the team's been going through, that last defensive stand yesterday? Mm-hmm. Didn't that be a turning point for this season?
Well, it certainly changed the atmosphere, in the locker room after the game, that's for sure. Everybody was excited. Everybody felt good about the fact that we were able to, make a play at the end to win the game. And, we went after them on the last play, and we weren't going to, sit back and kind of second-guess whether we were going to let them just sit back there and take a shot in the end zone. So, it was exciting, and the players, when we came in the locker room, they were kind of giving me a hard time a little bit about the call that we made. Some of them said they knew it was coming. Others were like, they couldn't believe it came. But, that's the way it was. We had to make a play. We had to force the issue a little bit. And fortunately, Brent made a terrific play.
Kevin, when Dimitri Patterson either can't play or goes out of the game, does that change the way you approach that situation, the secondary, or do you just play it as if he was there?
We don't change much. There's certain things that we can do at times in terms of the coverages, but really it hasn't had a major impact in the way I've called the game or the way we've played the remainder of the game.
What have you seen thus far with Cam Newton?
We're really getting on him hard today. Last week was a difficult week because we didn't have a day off, with the schedule being a Monday night game. He's a rare athlete. He's a different type of quarterback than what we've been facing of late. Their combination of their ability to run the football, is a major strength for their offense. And, But he has, you know, he's one of those quarterbacks, those read option quarterbacks or whatever you'd like to define them as, that has a rocket of an arm, and he can throw the ball down the field. He can throw it into tight spaces. You know, it's going to be a major challenge, you know, this week. But we're really just getting into the we haven't even sat down yet as a total defensive staff today to start discussing things. We're all still working on our own individual areas.
As a coach, the last 3 weeks for you guys, you come off a 4-game losing streak, then you have this, you know, outside noise, like, back and forth. Has this been one of the...
That's it. At least it's a good song, right?
That's a good question I'm asking, too. Just the range of emotions you guys have gone through over the last month, and how hard as a coach has it been to get your arms around all that's been going on?
You know, I think we've done a fairly good job of trying to, you know, just stay focused on the task at hand as coaches, and not allow it to impact the way we've prepared. It's, you know, it's hard when you don't win in this league, you know, and so we've gone through a stretch there that was difficult. There's never been a time where we've lost faith in the players, or I think that they've lost faith in what we're doing. So, you know, we're at a critical juncture in the season now. You know, every week it seems like the same thing, but certainly now with 6 games remaining and sitting where we're at, you know, we got to really step up our game and find ways to win. And, you know, I think the attitude's been good. The work ethic on the practice field's been tremendous. You know, that's never an issue. I think we're going to come out and play our best football here over the last part of the season.
Kevin, in terms of the Deion Jordan and how you use him covering line tight ends, mm-hmm. and this is not the first game that you've
right.
done that, what makes him excel in that?
Deion's like a power forward in basketball. You know, he's a very smooth athlete. He's got great length, and he's, you know, he can run like a deer. So you put those qualities together, he's not intimidated by going. You know, he's actually bigger and taller than most of these guys, or at least as tall as some of these tight ends, and they're used to smaller guys covering them, and that's, you know, a big advantage. The body positioning and boxing out and playing basketball, which a lot of them do. And Gates is a perfect example. He's a guy that can just muscle up on people, like he's waiting to get the ball in the low post and just catch a little hook route. And you know, Deion covered him, you know, a few times yesterday and did a very, very good job. He's very natural at those kinds of things. So, the more we can get him involved in those types of things, as well as he had some good rushes in the game yesterday, too. You know, we got to expand his role and keep him, you know, working, because he can contribute. And he's one of those guys that has the capability of making big plays for us.
Kevin, I think only 15 snaps for Koa yesterday. Was that a function of being in a two linebacker package a lot, or because Koa had been unhealthy?
Primarily the two linebacker package. You know, they got into a lot of three wide receiver personnels, and then they also had a personnel grouping where they had a two tight ends, but one of them was a more of a receiver, not Gates, the other guy, the tall guy that would come in. And though going into our game, that was literally like a three wide receiver set in terms of the way they utilized that personnel in terms of run to pass. So a lot of times we were in a sub defense.